بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. طيب, today this is going to be our 17th session, continuation with lesson 23, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, level 4, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute. And again, this is our 17th session, and we're continuing with lesson 23. Before we get started, in case I forget, at the end, today our class is from 5 o'clock until 6:30. That's the time it has been recently. Because of the change in time, of the daylight saving times or whatever. Next week's class will be after the start of Ramadan. So the classes during Ramadan will not be at this hour, since it will be very close to Maghrib, to give everybody a fair chance to have any of the end of the day before Maghrib free. We're going to move the time for this level 4 class and join it directly behind the level 3 class. So both classes, level 3 and level 4, will be between Dhuhr and Asr prayer. Between Dhuhr and Asr prayer. So, the level 3 class, I've already announced to them that their class will be at its regular time from 2 o'clock, but it will end 15 minutes early. Instead of 2 to 3:30, it will be from 2 to 3:15, so that we can squeeze this class in. It will be from 3:15 to 4:30. So each class will be an hour and 15 minutes. Starting next week and during the month of Ramadan, this class will be before Asr. Yani, level 3 class will be immediately after Dhuhr, and this class will follow it immediately up until Asr, from 3:15 until 4:30. So next week, please pay attention that the class is going to be earlier. It's going to be earlier, approximately almost 2 hours early. Instead of starting at 5 o'clock as we're doing now, we'll be starting at 3:15, like almost 2 hours earlier. Okay, it's very important that everybody know the timing, otherwise somebody might miss the class completely if they come at the regular time at 5 o'clock. We'll be finished already. We'll be finished by 4:30. Okay, so we have a lot to cover today. Alhamdulillah, we finished the English key last week, and for today's class, inshallah, we're going to just review the points of the English key. Quickly, summary review of the 7 points. I think I wrote points 1 through 8, but anyway, so there are 7 points instead of 8. We're going to quickly review those 7 points, just a summary of them, and then we're going to pick up where we left off last week with the Arabic text on page 195. And 196, we're going to read it and translate it and analyze it and look at the new points that we find in that lesson. After that, we'll go to the exercises, which today, inshallah, we hope to cover exercises 1 through 8, which are on pages 196, 197, 198, and 199. And in the following session, inshallah, we'll complete the remaining exercises. Alright, so let's get right into it. Quick review of the English key on page 101 through 105. So, the first point of the English key is the core of the lesson, right? Lesson 23, page 105, English key. It says in this lesson we learned the following. Bab ifta'ala. Bab ifta'ala. The fa in this pattern, this wazn, the fa is the first root letter, first radical. The ayn is the second radical. The lam is the third radical. So, before the fa, there's a kasra added before the first radical. That's represented by fa. And there's an extra ta added after the first radical. So the letters of increase here are the kasra before the first radical and the ta after the first radical. And then came the second and third radical, thereby having the pattern if ta'ala, fa being the first radical, ayn being the second radical, lam being the third radical. So for example, from the verb nadara, The first radical is noon, so there's a kasra before the noon, and there's a ta after the noon. Those are the two extra letters. Intavara. From nadara, intavara. He waited. Note that this is not bab in fa'ala, because the noon here in intavara is not an extra letter, as in the bab in fa'ala. The kasra and the noon are extra letters. And then the fa, ayn, and lam are the three root letters. Note that in this verb, intadara, the noon is not an extra letter. Rather, it is the first radical. It is the first radical, so this is not from bab in fa'ala. This is bab ifta'ala. For example, they also gave us mahana. Mahana, and from bab ifta'ala became imtahana, he examined. Okay, so that is the core of the lesson. They also mentioned that the ibdal, the extra letter ta in this pattern, the extra letter ta after the first radical, changes to del or ta as explained below. If the first radical represented by the fa after the kasra, if the first radical is del, zay, or thel, the extra ta changes to del, as in da'a, it became, it should have been id ta'a, with ta after the del, but instead the ta is changed to a del, so it became id da'a. And they gave us few examples of this. The second point is that if the first radical is not del, thel, or zay, but it's sa'd, ba'd, ta, or tha, the extra ta after the first radical is exchanged for a ta. The ta becomes ta, as in sabara. So in the pattern of ifta'ala, sabara became a kasra before the sa'd, a ta after the sa'd, it became istabara. Istabara. The ta becomes ta, it became istabara. He had patience, and they gave us some more examples. And they also said if the first radical is not del, vel, or zay, nor is it sa'd, ba, ta'ava, but rather it's wow. That wow gets assimilated into the extra ta. The wow gets assimilated into the extra ta, so the wow becomes ta. So, for example, from wahada, it should have been il tahada. Yani, kasra before the wow, ta after the wow, il tahada, but the wow becomes assimilated into the ta. So instead of il tahada became ittahada. And they gave us some examples of that. And then we said the mudari is just like the mudari in previous verbs. Yani, the prefix letter, the harf mudari'a, because it has five letters in this verb, so it takes fatha. So from intadara it became yantadiru. Ibtasama yabtasimu. The amr is just like we did in the other, yani, abwab. The first radical of the mudari, second person, the ta is deleted, and the last radical takes sukoon. But here, when we delete the first radical, the letter that remains is noon with sukoon, and we can't begin with sukoon, so we add hamzatul wasl with its appropriate vowel. As far as the masdar, like the previous abwab, it has a particular pattern. The pattern here is if ti'al. So the first radical is preceded by kasra, is followed by ta with kasra, if ti'al. The second radical takes fatha elongated by alif. So from yani intadara it became intivar. From ijtama'a, ijtima'. From, and so on like this. Okay, as far as ism fa'il and ism maf'ul, just like we said before, the harf mudara is replaced with mu, and the next to the last radical takes kasra if it's ism fa'il, and it takes fatha if it's ism maf'ul, and the ism makan and zaman are the same as the ism maf'ul. Okay, after that we said the second point is that just like in the bab in fa'ala, the hamzatul wasl in the beginning that's added is omitted in this bab also when hamzatul istifham is prefixed to it. So the hamzatul wasl, if we had hamzatul istifham added to this bab, yani the hamzatul wasl that is an added letter is deleted. The third point, we had إِذَا الْفُوجَائِيَّ, which is used to express surprise. And what we need to remember about this, إِذَا الْفُوجَائِيَّ, two things should be noted here. That a fa is usually prefixed to إِذَا. And the مُبْتَدَى occurring after إِذَا of surprise, إِذَا الْفُوجَائِيَّ, may be indefinite. And they gave us some examples of that. And we're going to see it in the exercises, inshallah. The fourth point is the verb vanna, that it takes two objects, two maf'ul bi, al-awwal wa thani. Those two objects are originally from the jumla ismiya, the mubtada, and the khabar. They became maf'ul bi, so both the mubtada and the khabar became maf'ulun bi to vanna, and both of them are mansub. This verb vanna also sometimes may be followed by the particle n with sukoon, or the particle enna with shadda. In which case, if it's followed by enna, then the mubtada and khabar from the original sentence become ismu enna and khabaru enna. Ismu enna is mansub, khabaru enna is marfoon, as we studied when we took inna wa akhawatuha. If it's followed by n with sukoon, then that n and the mudari verb that follows it, masdar muawwal, takes the place of the two maf'ools. Takes the place of the two maf'ools. Naam. Point number five is the verb for entering, dakhala, if what is intended is entering an actual place, like a house or a masjid, we don't use fi. We don't say enter fi, yani dakhala fi. But otherwise, if it's not a place, like a house or a masjid or school or whatever, if it's not a place, that's when we use fi. We say dakhala fi al-imtihan, and so on, like this. Point number six is the ism fa'il. Yani the ism, the noun that's used to express the one who does the action of a verb. Ism fa'il, like katib and jalis. Here in this lesson, we learned ism fa'il in lesson four. Now we learn the pattern of fa'al. Yani where the second radical takes shadda, fatha, and alif. And so therefore, ghafirun becomes ghaffarun, and raziqun becomes razzaqun, and so on. This is a pattern that indicates, denotes intensity, fa'al. And there are four other forms or patterns that indicate intensity, and they are fa'il, like alim, and fa'ul, like ghafur, and fa'il, like hadir, and mif'al, like mu'ta'un, one who gives much. These five patterns are called siyagh, that's the plural of siga, siyagh al-mubalaga, for ism fa'il. Yani patterns denoting intensity for the ism fa'il. And the last point we looked at was the expression la buddha. They gave us the example, la buddha min al-ikhtibar, yani one must take the test. It literally means there's no escape from it. La buddha means there's no escape, there's no way out, it must happen. The la in this expression, la buddha, is la and nafil and jins, that we have learnt in lesson 21. If a masdar mu'awwal is used, yani with la and nafil and jins, in this type of expression, la buddha, if a masdar mu'awwal comes after it, then min may be omitted. So you can say la buddha an taktuba instead of la buddha min an taktuba. The min is permissible to leave it out. Okay, so this is the quick summary of what we covered in the English key in the first session. And today, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we are going to enter into the next section of this lesson, that is the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. The Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. So, the Arabic dialogue is on page 195 and most of 196. And we're going to do what we normally do. We're going to read through it completely. We're going to translate it. Hopefully you've already done that. And we're going to look at, yani, the grammatical points that we just went over from the English key that are new for this lesson. So on top of page 195, it says, الدرسُ الثالثُ والعشرونَ, the 23rd lesson. This is a conversation between the teacher and some of his students, Hamid and Mustafa and Mukhtar All of them are going, and William also is included in this dialogue, and they're going to have an exchange with the teacher, and we're going to see some of the things, or all of the things that are contained, any of the new grammatical points that are contained in the Arabic dialogue. So, here again, because one of the exercises is going to require us, exercise number 2 is going to require us to go back to this dialogue. So in order to find our place in the dialogue without having to reread the whole dialogue all over again, I've numbered page 195. Each line, even if it only has one word or two words, continuation from the previous line, every line I've numbered. So I've numbered it 1 through 16. And the second page, 196, I've numbered it 1 through 12. And this is just so that we can easily find the place when we go back to do exercise number 2. The place where they are, verbs that are from the bab ifta'ala. Okay, so Hamid says, Ya Ustadhu, Inna ladayya iqtirahan. Oh Ustad, indeed, I have a suggestion. Here I want to note, iqtirahan is a masdar from the verb iqtaraha, and this is from the bab ifta'ala. Iqtirahan is the masdar, the infinitive suggestion. The teacher says, Intadhir حتى اطلع على هذا التأميم. بعد قليل, after a little while, the teacher went on to say, نعم, ما اقتراحك, ما اقتراحك. So the teacher said, wait until I look over, يعني اطلع, until I look over and examine this, يعني notice, تأميم. And after a moment, after the teacher looked at it, he said, يعني, yes, what is your suggestion? So here we want to note, انتظر is from the bab افتعل, and it's the فعل امر from انتظر, wait. And اطلع is also from bab افتعل, from the verb اطلع, and this is the مضارع form اطلع. And here it's اطلع منصوب with فتح because of حتى. In the third line, مقتراحك, the word again, اقتراح, يعني اقتراحك is the same word that we saw in the first line, لدي احتراحا, يعني what is your suggestion. In line number 4, Hamid says, إن فصلنا هذا أصبح مزدهما جدا, ما رأيك أن ننتقل إلى الفصل الذي في الطابق الثاني فإنه خال الآن. يعني Hamid says to the teacher, indeed, our fasl, our classroom, this classroom of ours has become أصبح مزدهما, crowded, جدا, very crowded. And this يعني مزدهما is from the verb is دهما, is دهما. نعم. And it means to be crowded. Muzdahima means to be crowded. Our classroom, this classroom of ours has become very crowded. ما رأيك أن ننتقل إلى الفصل الذي في الطابق الثاني. So what is your view? What is your opinion? He's saying to the teacher, of us transferring, going to the classroom which is on the second floor, الطابق الثاني. What about going to the classroom on the second floor? فَإِنَّهُ خَالٍ الآن. Since it is يعني empty right now, there's no one using it. Also we have ننتقل is from the باب افتعل يعني انتقل. ننتقل is the مضارع. Then in the sixth line, the teacher says, إِنَّ هَذَا رَأْيٌ سَدِيدٌ. This is, indeed, this is a good opinion. سَأُكَلِّمُ الْمُدِيرُ فِيهِ. I will speak to the principal concerning it. And after a pause, he said, اقرأ الدرس يا مصطفى. يا مصطفى. Read the lesson, O Mustafa. Here we want to just mention that this name, Mustafa, is from the verb اصطفى. يعني, originally its root is from صفى, and اصطفى means to select or to choose. يا مصطفى, the one. يعني, it's اسم مفعول, the one who has been chosen. مفعول. In line 8, المصطفى, he says, After بعد الاستعاذة والبسملة, after he said أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, and after he said the بسملة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, then he began to recite from the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. سورة الحجرات 49th سورة 12th آيات. Okay, so there's a lot in this ayah from line 8 through line 11. So the first thing we want to say in line 8, the beginning of the ayah, يَا يُلَذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا, is a fi'l amr from the bab ifta'ala, from the verb اجْتَنَبَ. And in the next line, the end of the line, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ. يَغْتَبْ is from the verb اغْتَابَ, and it is, يَغْتَبْ is the fi'l mudari majzoom because of la annahiyah. From the verb اغْتَابَ. It's also from the bab افْتَعَلَى مُضَارِ form مَجْزُوم. In the line 11, we have وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, يعني from اتَّقَى, يعني which means to protect yourself from something. اتَّقَى, this is the فِعْلْ عَمْرَ. اتَّقُوا, يعني protect yourselves, يعني observe taqwa of Allah. Okay, so the meaning of the ayat, and also we have in this ayat tawwab, which is on the pattern, the intensive form of the fa'il, on the pattern of fa'al, and we have the word rahimun, which is also ism fa'il, intensive form on the pattern of fa'il. Fa'al, tawwab, and fa'il, rahim. Okay, the meaning of the ayat, O you who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ijtanibu kathiran min adhan. Avoid, distance yourself from a lot of يعني ظن, يعني suspicion. إن بعض الظن إثم. Indeed, some forms of suspicion are sinful, يعني if it has no basis. ولا تجسسوا, and do not spy on one another. ولا يغضب بعضكم بعضا, and do not backbite. يعني غيبة, do not backbite one another. أيحب أحدكم, does any one of you love, and يأكل لحم أخيه, to eat the flesh of his brother, ميتن, while he is dead. Yani this is yani backbiting is like eating the flesh of your brother when he has died. فَكَرِحْتُمُوهُ, indeed you would hate such, you detest it, it's horrible. So likewise you should detest backbiting. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, and observe taqwa of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, and indeed Allah is yani forgiving much, and he is very, very merciful. Surah Al-Hujurat 49th Surah 12th Ayah. In line 12, the teacher says, نكتفي بهذا الدرس. يعني, we will let it be sufficient, this lesson. يعني, نكتفي بهذا الدرس, this is sufficient. راجعوا, and we'll stop here and let this be sufficient. راجعوا الدروس السابقة, but review the previous lessons. واجتهدوا, and work hard. فقد اقترب الامتحان, for indeed, the examination has come near. So in line 12, naktafi is from the bab ifta'ala, from the verb iktafa, and this is the mudari form, yani iktafa yaktafi, nahnu naktafi, mudari form, naam. And then we have at the end of this line wajtahidu, this is the fi'l amr from the same bab ifta'ala, but from the verb ijtahada, yajtahidu, يعني اجتهدوا, فعل أمر plural form. فقد اقترب الامتحان, in line 13, اقترب is from the bab افتعل, from the verb, يعني this is the past tense verb اقترب يقتربوا. An امتحان is the master, يعني from امتحنا, يعني on the pattern of افتعال, امتحان, master. In line 14, Mukhtar says, كُنَّا نَظُنُّهُ بَعِيدًا فَإِذَا هُوَ قَرِيبٌ. We were thinking, yani about the exam, that it is بَعِيدًا, far. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَرِيبٌ. Then suddenly, we realize that it is near. Here, we just want to note Yani that we had the verb ظَنَّ يَظُنُّ, and it has two maf'ools. The first maf'ool is the pronoun هُو, نَظُنُّهُ, meaning the empty hand, and بَعِيدًا is the second maf'ool from the verb يعني ظَنَّ يَظُنُّ. And فَإِذَا, يعني we said that, the two notes that we need to make about إِذَا فُجَائِيَ, يعني which is an expression used to show a surprise, that something happened unexpectedly. That it's usually preceded with fa, فَإِذَا, and also we said, and it's not the case here, but we said that the مُبْتَدَى that follows إِذَا فُجَائِيَ may be indefinite, نَكِرَة. But here it's a pronoun, pronouns are all definite. In line 15, next to the last line, Hamid said, "Mata tantahi ad-dirasatu ya ustadu?" When will the studies end, O teacher? And here we have the verb tantahi, which is a fi'l mudari from intaha, also from naha. So this is from the bab ifta'ala. Naam, it's also from the bab ifta'ala. In taha. Yani the noon is the first radical. It has kasra before it and ta after it. In taha, to end something. When will it? When the dirasa end. This is a fi'l mudari from the bab ifta'ala. Naam. The last line of this page, line 16, the teacher says, أَظُنُّهَا, referring back to the dirasa, أَظُنُّهَا تَنْتَهِي فِي مُنْتَصَفِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ. I think that it, يعني ها, referring back to الدراسة, I think that it will end in the middle of this month. And here we have, again, يعني تَنْتَهِي is from the verb انتهى, which is from the bab افتعلى, present tense verb, mudari, and we have muntasaf with fatha on the sad, yani from intasafa, also from the bab, yani ifta'ala, but this is the ism zaman. It's on the same pattern as the ism maf'ul with fatha on the next to the last radical. Kasra indicates the fa'il, and fatha indicates the maf'ul, or the ism makan and ism zaman. This is ism zaman, yani muntasaf hadasha, in the middle of this month. I think the studies, the dirasa, will end in the middle of this month. Turning to the next page, 196, top of the page, and again I have numbered these lines from 1 through 12. The first line, Mukhtar says, أَلَنَا مُمْتَحِنُونَ مِنْ خَارِجِ الْمَعْحَدِ. Will we have those who will examine us, examiners, from outside of the institute, the Arabic language institute? Will we have people testing us who are not from the institute? And here we have the verb, the word mumtahinuna, it's the plural of mumtahin, and mumtahin is the ism fa'il from imtahana, yani from the bab ifta'ala. In the second line, the teacher says, na'am sayashtariku fil ikhtibari ash-shafawi mumtahinuna min kharij al-mahadi. Yani yes, some examiners, mumtahinuna, from outside of the mahad, will share or will participate in the ikhtibar al-shafawi, al-ikhtibar al-shafawi, the oral examination. And here we have, yani, mumtahinuna, which is, we mentioned already, ism fa'il from imtahana, and we also have yashtarik, sayashtarik, yani, this is from the verb ishtaraka yashtariku, and this is the fi'l mudari, also from bab ifta'ala. In line 4 we have William saying, أَيَحِقُّ لِي, will I have a right, أَنْ أَدْخُلَ فِي الْإِمْتِهَانِ, to enter the examination, will I have a right to take the exam? فَقَدْ إِلْتَحَقْتُ مُتَأَخِّرًا, for indeed I have joined the institute مُتَأَخِّرًا, late, yani I came and joined late. Here we have الْإِمْتِهَانِ again, which is the master from imtahana, and we have also the past tense verb, the madi, iltahaqtu, from iltahaqa, yani iltahaqa is also from the bab ifta'ala. Then we have in line 5, the teacher says, na'am من التحق قبل الامتحان بشهرين فله حق الدخول في الامتحان. Yes, whoever joined us before the imtihan by 2 months, at least 2 months before the examination, then he has the right to enter the examination. And here we have التحق يعني from باب افتعل فعل ماضي, and we have امتحان again. And then in the next line we have الامتحان again. In line 7, Hamid says, يا أستاذ سأغيب غدا وبعد غدا فإنني مسافر إلى جدة فأرجو السماحة. Oh teacher, I will be absent tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. For indeed, I am traveling to Jeddah, and I request and hope that you will give me permission or allowance, yani, to be absent. Here there's nothing that I can see from Bab Iftala, so we go to line 9. أَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ هَذَا السَّفَرِ. The teacher says, is it a necessity for you to make this journey? Yani, is there no way out? Yani, is it of yani necessity that you have to make this travel, this journey? أَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ هَذَا السَّفَرِ. Hamid says, نعم والله إني لمضطر إلى ذلك. And he says, yes, it's لا بد, يعني there's no escape from it. By Allah, indeed I am مضطر. إني لمضطر. Here this lam is يعني for تأكيد, for emphasis. إني لمضطر. مضطر. Indeed I am compelled, يعني forced. I have no choice in the matter. إلى ذلك, يعني to do that, to make this journey. Here the word مضطر is from the verb اضطر, يعني originally from ضر. And on this pattern of افتعل it became اضطر. The تا became طا, so it became اضطر. And the اسم مفعول became يعني مضطر. And this ism maf'ul mutarra could be used for the maf'ul and the fa'il in this particular case because of the second and third radical, both of them being the same ra, two ra. So yani this mutarra yani could be for the ism fa'il or ism maf'ul, but here it's ism maf'ul because he's not saying that he's forcing somebody, but rather he's saying he is forced, he is compelled to do that, yani to make that journey. In line 11 the teacher says la ba'sa, يعني then there's no harm. This is لا نافي للجنس. إذا مررت بمكتبة هناك فاشتري لي كتابا اسمه المسلمون على مفترق الطرق. يعني the teacher says, if you pass by, إذا مررت بمكتبة هناك, if you pass by a bookstore there in Jeddah, فاشتري لي, then purchase for me a book, اسمه, its name is المسلمون على مفترق الطرق, يعني the Muslims at the crossroads. And here we have two words, يعني in the line 11 we have فشتري, which is from يعني اشترى, or from the باب افتعل, اشترى يشتري, and this is the فعل أمر اشتري. And secondly we have مفترق, يعني from the verb افترق, also from باب افتعل, يعني which means to split or divide, and this is the اسم مكان, which is on the same pattern as the اسم مفعول, يعني with فتة on the next to the last radical. With كسرة is اسم فاعل, with فتة on the را is اسم مفعول or مكان or زمان, and from the context we know that this is the اسم مكان, the place where the roads separate, يعني crossroads, مفترق الطرق. Okay, this is the end of the dialogue. Now we want to go to the exercises. The first exercise generally is comprehension. So these first three questions are related to the dialogue that we have just completed the reading of. And before we actually do the these exercises, I want to mention again, in case I forget at the end, and somebody wasn't here when we first started the session today, please note, during the month of Ramadan, starting next week, level 4 class, the time will be moved up approximately 2 hours. Instead of 5 o'clock, it will be 3:15. 3:15 to 4:30. So this class will be before the Asr prayer. And that way, everyone will be free during Ramadan after Asr until Maghrib to do whatever they have to do, any worship, housework, otherwise whatever, shopping, anything that a person has to do, we'll make sure that everybody's free during that time period. So please note and inform anybody else that you know that might not be with us today that's in this class, that the level 4 class will follow immediately the level 3 class starting at 3:15 until 4:30, yani almost 2 hours before our normal time. Okay, getting back to the lesson, comprehension questions, page 196, bottom half of the page. Exercise number 1, Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati, answer concerning the following questions. Maqtirahu Hamidin, what is the iqtirah, yani the suggestion of Hamid? Iqtirahu Hamidin al-intiqalu ila al-fasli alladhi fi at-tabaqi ath-thani. Al-intiqal or an yantaqil ila al-fasl alladhi fi at-tabaqi الثاني, yani that his suggestion was that they transfer, that they move from their present class, which was crowded, to the classroom that is on the second floor, yani which was empty. Question number 2. نهى الله تعالى في الآية الكريمة الواردة في الدرس عن ثلاثة أمور. Allah the Most High has prohibited in the noble ayat that's mentioned in the dars that we just got finished reading. He mentioned the prohibition. He has prohibited. I mean, Allah has naha, Allah Ta'ala has prohibited thalathati, an thalathati umurin. He has prohibited 3 matters. Ma hiya, what are they? Yani hiya al-dhan wal-ghiba wal-tajassus. Yani Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned yani these 3 things in the ayat that was mentioned in the lesson. The prohibition of suspicion and a baseless suspicion, and the prohibition of ghiba, backbiting, and the prohibition of tajassus, spying on one another. Question number 3, bimadha shabbaha Allah Ta'ala al-ghibata, yani with what has Allah compared, Allah the Most High, with what has He compared ghiba, yani what has He compared backbiting to, yani in the ayat, ayuhibbu ahadukum ayakula lahma akhihi maytan. Does any one of you love to eat the flesh of his brother while he is dead? So here we know that what Allah has shabbah Allah Ta'ala al-ghiba bi-akli lahmi al-akh al-mayyit. Yani Allah has compared, Allah the Most High has compared ghiba to akli lahmi al-akh al-mayyit. Yani eating the flesh of the brother who is dead. Okay, exercise number 2 on the bottom of page 196. And it is the exercise that I referred to when I said we're going to have to go back to the dars, and that's why I numbered each line on page 1 and page 2 of the dars. I numbered them so we can easily find the places where we want to look for, what we're going to have to look for here for exercise number 2. Exercise number 2 says, من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي المزيد باب افتعل. So from the abwab of the thulathi mazid, yani the triliteral verbs that have increased letters to modify their meaning, from the abwab of the fi'l thulathi mazid is the bab ifta'ala. Ifta'ala zidat fi hamzatun qabla al-fa'i wa ta'un ba'daha. So it has increased letters in it, in the bab ifta'ala, increased in it of hamza before the fa, before the first radical, and ta after it, after the first radical. For example, irtafa'a, yani the original roots are root letters or radicals are ra, fa, and ta. So hamzatul wasl is added with kasra before the first radical, the ra, and ta after it. So rafa'a became irtafa'a, and shara became ishtara, and nadara became intadara. These are examples of the bab ifta'ala, yani where hamzatul wasl with kasra is added before the first radical and ta after the first radical. The exercise goes on to say on page 197, top of the page, istakhrij min ad-darsi al-af'ala al-waridata fihi min babi ifta'ala. So derive or extract from the lesson, yani the dialogue that we just got finished reading, extract from the dars al-af'al al-warida fihi min bab ifta'ala, yani the verbs that have been mentioned in that dialogue from the bab ifta'ala. So that's the exercise we want to do, that we need to go back to the dialogue for, to find the verbs from bab ifta'ala that have been mentioned in it. Okay, so we're going to look back. Let me find my dialogue. Okay, this is my dialogue. We're going to look back at the dialogue on page 195 and 196. And I'm just going to mention, I already mentioned the derivatives while we were reading. I'm just going to mention the verbs that are mentioned in it, past tense, present tense, or amr, that are derived from bab ifta'ala. So on page 195, I'm going to go directly to line number 2. The teacher says, intadhir. That's a verb from bab ifta'ala, the fi'l amr from intadhara. Also, attaliya, hatta attaliya, is from the bab ifta'ala, from the verb ittala'a. Yani, this is a mudari form, attaliya. Then we're going to go to line 4, where Hamid says, inna faslana hadha asbaha muzdahiman jiddan ma ra'yuka أن ننتقل إلى الفصل الذي في طابق الثاني. So on the end of line 4 we have ما رأيك أن ننتقل. This is a verb, مضارع verb from the bab افتعل, the past tense انتقل. Then we're going to go down to line 8 where مصطفى says, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. اجتنبوا is a fi'l amra from the bab ifta'ala, from the past tense verb ijtanaba. Then we go to line 9, the next line, and at the end of the line we have wala tajassasu wala yaghtab. Here we have yani the mudari verb that's majzoom because of la nahiya, yaghtab. Yani originally it's from the past tense verb igtaba, yaghtabu, but here yaghtabu, because it's majzoom, yani the last radical, the ba takes sukoon, this iltiqa is sakinain because of the alif before it in yagtab, so the alif is deleted to eliminate iltiqa is sakinain. Yani igtaba, yagtabu became la yagtab. In line 11, two lines down, we have fakarihtumuhu in the ayat, wattaqullah, inna Allah tawwabur rahim. So wattaqullah yani is the pat, this is the fi'l amr ittaqu, and it's originally from the verb ittaqa, which is from waqa, yani iltaqa became yani the waw became merged into the ta, so iltaqa became ittaqa, and this is the fi'l amr ittaqu plural form. In line 12 we have two verbs, and we have نكتفي بهذا الدرس, yani from اكتفى يكتفي, yani the fi'l mudari from the bab افتعل اكتفى, and at the end we have واجتهدوا fi'l amr from the verb yani اجتهد, fi'l amr from the verb اجتهد from the bab افتعل. In line 13 also we have فقد اقترب الامتحان. اقترب is the past tense form, yani a past tense form, yani it became near, اقتربة, from the bab افتعل. And in line, two lines down, line 15, we have متى تنتهي, yani from the past tense verb انتهى, bab افتعل, yani this is the مضارع form تنتهي. In the last line, we also have تنتهي, the same verb from انتهى, ينتهي. And it's from bab ifta'ala. Those are the verbs on this page. And there are other derivatives that we mentioned while we were reading. We go to the next page, and I have numbered them 1 through 12 on page 196. In line 2, the mudarris says, Na'am sayashtariku fil ikhtibar al-shafawi. Yani, yashtariku. Sa yashtariku is the fi'l mudari from the past tense verb ishtaraka from the bab ifta'ala. Two lines down, line 4, William says, at the end of the line, فَقَدْ إِلْتَحَقْتُ مُتَأَخِّرًا. Yani, I joined the class late, or I joined the institute late. So this is a past tense verb from إِلْتَحَقَ from the bab إِفْتَعَلَ. Yani, to join, to become a, yani, a student, or to, yani, to join the school. In line 5, the next line, we also have the same verb, na'am, man iltahaqa. Yani, the same past tense verb, iltahaqa, from bab ifta'ala. And in line 11, next to the last line, yani, there are derivatives in between, but we're only looking at the verbs here. Line 11, we have, yani, labas, idha marazha bi maktabatin hunaka, fashtari li kitaban. Here we have the verb, the fi'l amra, fashtari, yani ishtara, from the verb, yani from the verb ishtara, yishtari, the fi'l amra, ishtari. Naam, and this is from bab ifta'ala, and that's all as far as the verbs are concerned. Okay, now we're going to exercise number 3, back to page 197, exercise number 3. It says, تأمل المثال, reflect, consider, examine carefully the example. They give us one example. ثم هاتي المضارع, then give the مضارع والعمر واسم فاعلي والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية. Then give the مضارع, the فعل عمر, the اسم فاعل, and the مصدر from the following verbs. Okay, so there are 5 columns. The first column on the right is al-madi. The second column is al-mudari. The third column is al-amr. The fourth column is ismu al-fa'ili. And the fifth column is al-masdar. So in the example they gave us, past tense, present tense, command form, ism fa'il, and masdar, intadhara. Past tense, present tense, yantadhiru. Fi'l amra, intadhir. Ism fa'il, muntadhirun. And the master intidharun on the bab, on the pattern of iftial. Okay, so what for the ism fa'il, we change the mudari'a, harf mudari'a, to meme with dhamma, and the next to the last radical takes kasra for the ism fa'il, fatha for the ism maf'ul. They're not asking here for the ism maf'ul. For the fi'l amra, yani we get rid of the harf mudari'a, and then we make the last radical sukoon. And because the first radical now has sukoon, we're going to have to add hamzatul wasl with kasra. That's how we get intadhir. From tantadhiru, intadhir. And naam. So they gave us here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 3, 4. I'm just writing my numbers in so I can keep track of myself. The first one, the first line they gave us as a mithal. And the lines 2 to 6, we have to fill in the mudari, the amr, the ism fa'il, and the masdar. Okay, so the second line is ishtaraka, to participate in, to share in something. They gave us the past tense. The mudari is yashtariku. Yashtariku. The fi'l amr, ishtarik, with sukoon on the end. The ism fa'il, mushtarik, with kasra on the next to the last radical, the ra. Mushtarik, with kasra, is the ism fa'il. And the masdar is on the pattern of ifti'al. On the pattern of ifti'al. Meaning that the first radical has kasra before it, hamza, hamza til wasl with kasra. The second radical has ta with kasra. And the third radical, the first radical has sukoon preceded by hamza til wasl with kasra. It's followed by the extra ta with kasra. The second radical, the ayn, takes fatha and alif. If ti al intidar. Okay, so for this one we have the masdar from ishtaraka yishtariku is ishtiraq on the pattern of if ti al. The third line has imtahana, yani to examine or test. The mudari yamtahinu, the amra imtahin, the ism fa'il mumtahinun, the masdar imtihanun. The fourth line, ijtama'a, to gather together, to join one another. Ijtama'a, the mudari, yajtami'u. The amra, ijtami'. The ism fa'il, mujtami'un, with kasra on the next to the last radical. And the masdar, ijtima'un. The fifth line has iltaqa. In my book, the Alif Maksura at the end has a fatah. It shouldn't have any vowel. Alif Maksura, alif mamduda, never takes a vowel. It's a letter, it's not a consonant. Consonant, so there shouldn't be any vowel there. It should be iltaqa without fatta on the alif. It means to iltaqa, yani to join. To catch up with someone, to join them. Iltaqa, to meet. The mudari is yaltaqi. The amra is iltaqi. Iltaqi. With just a kasra. Because, and in the fi'l amr, the last radical takes sukun here, iltaqa, because it has this, yani alif at the end, yani naqis verb. So, when in the fi'l amr, it loses the last radical. That alif is deleted completely. The ism fa'l, multaqin. If it had alif lam, it would be al multaqi. And the masdar is iltiqa'un. Asluhu, its original form should have been iltiqayun, because the last letter is the ya in yaltaqi, but the ya is transformed into hamza, so it became iltiqa'un. And that's the rule for the naqis verb, yani on this pattern. The ism, the masdar, yani the ya, final radical changes to a hamza. The last line, ikhtara, to choose or select. The mudari, yakhtaru, the fi'l amr, ikhtar. And the ism fa'il, mukhtar, and this is the same form, ism fa'il and ism maf'ul, both of them will be on the form mukhtarun. You won't be distinguished them, except by the context of the sentence. The ism, the masdar is ikhtiyar, on the pattern of ikhtiyar, ikhtiyarun. Tayyib. Excuse me. Exercise number 4. We're still on page 197, bottom half of the page. Here we're going to be looking at the ibdal, the exchange of letters. And we said that in this bab, yani the ta, the extra ta that's after the first radical. If the first radical is del, vel, or zay, the ta is going to be changed to a del. And if the first radical, we'll see in exercise number 5, is sa'd, ba'd, ta'a, va. If the first radical is sa'd, ba'd, ta'a, va, then the extra ta after the first radical, that ta is going to be changed to a fa, fa. And in exercise number 6, we're going to also see that if the first radical is a wow, it becomes merged into the extra ta, so it becomes a ta. Alright, so these three exercises, 3, 4, and 5, are all showing the exchanging of the extra ta. Exchanging the extra ta in the first two to a del or fa, and in the next one, the merging of the wow, if the first radical is a wow. And that's also the rule if the first radical is hamza til qat. If it's an original hamza, not hamza til wasl, hamza til qat, then it also becomes merged into the extra ta. So it becomes ta with shadda, just like the wow becomes ta with shadda. But we don't have any examples of that here, but the rule is the same. If the verb begins with hamza til qat, like akhada or akala, the same rule as wajada or wajiba, yani the waw becomes merged into the ta with shadda, and the same thing, the hamzatul qat becomes merged into the ta, becoming a ta with shadda. Okay, exercise number 3, it says, exercise number 4, ta'ammal al-mithal, reflect upon, consider carefully, examine the example that they gave us here. Thumma anqul, then transfer الأفعال الآتية, the following verbs, إلى باب افتعلا. And you look at the example and then transfer or change, transform the following verbs to the باب افتعلا. Keeping in mind that the ta, if the first radical represented by fa, if that first radical is del, vel, or zay, then the ta is going to be transformed from ta to del. This is called an ibdal. Alright? So the example they gave us is from the verb zahama, zay, ha, meem. The first radical is from those three letters, del, vel, or zay. Therefore, the ta, when we add ta to this verb zahama, the ta is going to become a del. So zahama should become is tahama. Is tahama. Yani, kasra before the zay, and ta after it, but that ta, because the first radical zay becomes dal. So instead of is tahama became is dahama. And this is the rule. إِذَا كَانَتْ فَاءُ افْتَعَلَ. If the first radical, the fa, represented by fa, the first radical, root letter, if it is dal, or thou, or zay, أُبْدِلَتْ تَاءُهَا دَالًا, then the extra ta after the first radical, after that dal, thou, or zay, the extra ta after it becomes dal. Alright? So we change zahama to is dahama. Instead of ta is tahama, it became is dahama because the first radical is zel, zay, and now they gave us zana. Zana, which means to embellish or to decorate something, it should have become is tana. Yani, kasr before the zay, ta after the zay, is tana, but that ta, because the first radical zay becomes da, so it became is dana, which means to be decorated, to be adorned, yani to be embellished. Yani zana means to embellish, is dana means to embellish something. The second word they gave us is dhakara, to remember or to think of something. Dhakara. So it should have become in this bab, if ta'ala, it should have become is takara. Yani kasra before the thou, ta after it, is takara. But because the first letter is thou, the ta after the thou became del. So it became is dakara. Is dakara. And this is a special case here where the thou is merged into the del. So it became two dels, id dakara. To remember or to bear in mind. Id dakara. The third example they gave us is da'a, to call or to invite or to summon someone. So in this bab it should have been kasra before the dal, hamza with hamza til wasl with kasra, and ta after the dal. So it should have become id ta'a with alif maksura. Id ta'a. But because the first letter is dal, the extra ta becomes dal. So you have two dals with shadda, became idda'a, to claim or to allege or to pretend something. Turning to page 198, exercise number 5, the same type of exercise, but this time the first letter in this bab, ifta'ala, is a sad, or a dad, or a ta, or a dha. In that case, the extra ta becomes ta. It says, ta'ammal al-mithal, thumma anqul, yani reflect, examine carefully the example, then convey or convert, yani or transform, al-af'al al-atiya, the following verbs, ila babi ifta'ala, to the bab ifta'ala. Alright, the example is sabara. Here, the first radical is sad. If it's sad, ba, ta'ava, then the ta that's going to come after that first radical is going to be a ta. So sabara should have been istabara, with ta after the sad and kasra before it, istabara, but the ta becomes ta, so it became istabara. And the rule is, إذا كانت fa'u ifta'ala, if the fa, meaning the first radical of the bab ifta'ala, is sad, or ta, or dha, and if it's sad, dad, ta, or dha, then the extra ta after that first, sad, dad, ta, or dha, the extra ta becomes ta. يعني أبدلت تاؤها طاء. I didn't notice it before, but in this rule it says if the إذا كانت فاء افتعل, if the first radical of the bab افتعل is صاد طاء وضاء, it should be صاد ضاد طاء وضاء. ضاء is not mentioned here, but we know we read it before in the English key, right? So in that case, the extra ta after one of those four letters becomes ta. Okay, and the of course the example they gave us is sabara became istabara. Then they gave us safa, to purify something. And on this pattern, iftala became, it should have been istafa, but the ta became ta, istafa, to be chosen or selected. Then they gave us daraba, which should have been idtaraba, but the ta became ta, so it became idtaraba, to be in a state of unrest, yani to be unstable. The third example they gave us is ظلم. Yani the first letter is ظ, it takes كسرة, and then an extra تاء after it. It should have been إظلم. But the تاء became ط, so it became إظلم. إظلم. Yani he put up with wrongdoing. Yani ظلم means to wrong somebody, and إظلم means somebody who put up with wrongdoing. They allowed it. The last example they gave us is طلع, which means to rise or to ascend, to appear, to come into view, like the rising of the sun, for example. طلع, it should have been اطلع, with ta after the ta, that ta becomes ta, so you have two ta's with shadda. اطلع, اطلع means to know something or become acquainted with something, to inspect it, to examine it. Naam. The sixth exercise is also yani exchanging letters, but this time instead of those letters that we saw in the previous examples, yani dal, dal, and zay, or sad, dal, ta, and dha, here we have if the first radical is wow, then it's merged into the ta after it, so it becomes two ta's instead of wow with ta. تأمل المثال ثم انقل الأفعال الآتية إلى باب افتعل. Yani examine carefully the example and then transfer, convey, or yani convert the following examples to باب افتعل. Move it from باب فعل to باب افتعل. So the example they gave us is وقع, yani واو فتى قاف فتى. In my book it has a ya, but it should be alif maksura. Yani that ya waqa should be alif maksura. Waqa means to guard or to preserve or to take care of something, to take good care of something. Waqa. If we change it to the bab, yani iftala, it should have been ill, yani kasra, hamzatul wasl with kasra before the waw and ta after the waw, it should have been ill taqa. Ill taqa, but instead the waw is merged into the ta after it, so it became ittaqa. Here they said the rule is إِذَا كَانَتْ فَاءُ إِفْتَعَلَ وَاوًا. Yani if the fa, the first radical of this bab إِفْتَعَلَ, if it's a wow, أُبْدِلَتْ تَاءً, then the wow is exchanged for a ta. So the examples they gave us is the verb, the ones they gave us to do is the verb وَصَلَ, means to arrive or to connect or to join or to link, وَصَلَ. And when we change it to the bab إِفْتَعَلَ, yani it should have been il-ta-sala. Il-ta. Yani kasra with hamzatul wasl with kasra before the waw and ta after it. Il-ta-sala. But the waw is converted to a ta, merged with the ta. So instead of il-ta-sala, it became it-tasala. It-tasala means to be joined or to be connected or to be in touch with someone, like making a phone call, to contact somebody by the telephone, for example. It-tasala. The next word is wahada, to be alone, unique, or singular. Wahada. If we joined it, if we conveyed it, transferred it to the bab iftala, it should have been il tahada. Hamzatul wasl with kasr before the waw and ta after it. Il tahada. But the waw is merged into ta with shadda. It became, instead of il ta, it became ittahada. Ittahada means to be united, to be combined, or to merge any things together. The last one they gave us is wafiqa, which means to be right or proper or suitable or appropriate. Wafiqa. Yani to the bab iftala should have been hamzatul wasl with kasr before the waw, ta after the waw, il tafaqa. But the waw instead is converted to the ta, so instead of il ta, it became ittafaqa. Ittafaqa, yani means to agree, to be in, yani in conformity with one another, to be in, and in harmony, for example, to be in agreement. Naam. Ittafaqa. Like the hadith we say, muttafaq, yani muttafaq alayhi, yani it's agreed upon. Naam. Okay, as far as exercise number 7, mashallah, exercise number 7 is an interesting exercise. It was alluded to in the English key when we said that in the explanation of this bab, an example that they gave us was the example of What example they gave us that was referred to here? They gave us the example from nadara intadara, and they said that this verb intadara, note that this is not bab in fa'ala, because the in the beginning, it looks like it's in fa'ala, but actually that noon in intadara is actually the first root letter. It's not an extra letter. So this is an exercise dealing with being able to distinguish between bab in fa'ala and bab ifta'ala. And so what we have to pay attention to here, if we see a verb that has in tadara like this, we have to remember, we have to examine and know, is that noon the extra letter from in fa'ala, or is it a root letter from nadara, or the like of it? Okay, so that's what we have to pay attention to here. This is exercise number 7, the bottom half of page 198. It says, اذكر أصل كل مما يأتي. Mention the أصل, the origin of each word that's given from what follows. ثم بين بابه. And then make clear what is its bab. Is it in فعل or افتعل? So the first thing is, mention the أصل of each one of the following words from what follows, and then make clear which bab it is from. So, they gave us, for example, the first one, and I'm going to number these, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, just so I can keep track of myself. There are 7 here. The first one is the example they've given us. In tadara. Asluhu nadara. Its origin is nadara. So that noon in the beginning is not from bab in fa'ala. That noon is actually a root letter. So this is from the bab, yani ifta'ala. Asluhu nadara min bab ifta'ala. Zidat fi al-hamzatu wa-ta'u. Yani the increased letters are the hamzatul wasl in the beginning with kasra, and the ta after the first radical, in this case being a noon. So whenever the first radical is a noon, it might look like the bab in fa'ala, but we have to pay attention to examining it and understanding, is that noon a root letter of the verb? That's why we have to know what's the asl of the verb. So we'll know, is that noon a root letter, or is it the extra noon from in fa'ala? Alright, so the second line they gave us, in kasara. It broke, in kasara. Yani from kasara, to break something, in kasara means it broke. So the root of this verb in kasara is kasara. So here we know then that that noon is an extra letter, so we know that it's from bab in fa'ala. How do we know it's bab in fa'ala? Because that noon is the extra letter. The root is kasara. There's no noon there. So that noon is the extra letter from bab in fa'ala. The second one they gave us, in fataha. In fataha. So the root here is fataha. Yani in fataha means it opened. The door suddenly just opened. From fataha to open. In fataha it opened. Here we see that the root is fataha. So the noon is extra. That means this is bab in fa'ala. The fourth one, intaqala. Intaqala, yani it went on, it moved on. Intaqala. The root of this is from naqala, to transfer something, to convey it, yani to move it from one place to another. Naqala. So if the root is naqala, then the noon here is not an extra noon, it's the root letter. So this is, the noon is the first radical. It has hamzatul wasl with kasr before and ta after it. That means this is bab if ta'ala. If ta'ala. The fifth one is intashara. Intashara means it spread out. Nashara means to spread something. Intashara means it spread. So here we know that the original root is noon, sheen, and ra. So the noon here is a root letter. So therefore it's not from bab in fa'ala. Rather, the noon is the first radical, hamzatul wasl with kasr is before and ta is after it. So that means this is bab if ta'ala. The sixth one is in qata'a. In qata'a. Yani in qata'a, it was cut up. It was cut up. So qata'a means to cut something. In qata'a means it was cut. So since we know the root letters are qaf, ta, and ayn from qata'a, then we know that the noon here is an increased letter, so this is bab in fa'ala, yani in qata'a, in fa'ala. And the last one, the seventh one, in tasara, انتصر يعني they became victorious. نصر means to help or to support. انتصر means to overcome, to be successful, to be victorious. So the root letters are Noon, Sad, and Ra. So we know that this Noon in the beginning is a root letter. It's not, so therefore it's not from the Bab in Fa'ala. Rather, the Noon is the first radical with Hamzat al-Wasl and Kasr before it and Ta after it. So it's Bab, Yani, If Ta'ala. Bab, If Ta'ala. Naam. Okay, after this, we have one more exercise that we had for homework. Alhamdulillah, we have time to finish it. We have plenty of time. That's good. So we're going to go to page 199 and look at the last exercise that we had for homework. On the top of the page, it says, Min ma'ani babi ifta'ala. Min ma'ani bab ifta'ala is al-mutawa'atu. Al-mutawa'atu. Nahu, for example, Rafa'atu as-sawta with fatta, maf'ulun bi mansub. Fartafa'a, yani fartafa'a as-sawtu. Fartafa'a as-sawtu. Yani the meaning here, even though as-sawtu is not mentioned the second time, it's understood that that's what's intended. Yani the meaning of this sentence, Rafa'atu, I have raised as-sawt, the voice. I have raised the voice. Fartafa'a, so it was raised. So what was raised? As-sawtu. So the what is intended here is rafa'atu as-sawta fartafa'a as-sawtu. So in the first part of the sentence, rafa'atu as-sawta, as-sawta is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. And in the second part of the sentence, fartafa'a, meaning fartafa'a as-sawtu, as-sawt in this part of the sentence is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma instead of fatha. And that is what is intended by mutawa. That in the original sentence, the what was the maf'ulun bi as sawta became the fa'il as sawtu. That's the meaning of mutawa. That when you transfer from bab fa'ala to bab ifta'ala, what was in the original sentence in fa'ala, yani rafa'a, what was the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha became the fa'il. Yani marfu'un with dhamma. So this is one of the meanings of the bab ifta'ala. It says ta'ammal al-mithal, examine the example, thumma akmil al-naqis, and then complete what is missing, the naqis. Okay, so the example, in the example they give us the original sentence, rafa'atu as-sawta with fatha, and then they give us, when it's transferred to the bab ifta'ala, irtafa'a as-sawtu. That's how we changed it, yani from bab fa'ala rafa'a to bab yani ifta'ala irtafa'a. In bab fa'ala rafa'atu as-sawta, as-sawta is maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha, and in the new bab ifta'ala irtafa'a as-sawtu, as-sawtu here is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. This is the meaning of mutawa. Okay, now they give us two examples to do, two sentences to do. They gave us mala'atu al-kuba. I filled up the glass, and then we have to change it to bab ifta'ala, yani the glass filled up by itself. Imtala'a al-kubu with dhamma. So what was the maf'ulun bi al-kuba in the first sentence? With this bab, imtala'a, it became al-kubu fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. That's the meaning of mutawa, that the maf'ulun bi becomes the fa'il. The third sentence, jama'atu at-tullaba, I gathered together the students. In this sentence, at-tullaba is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. When we transfer it to bab ifta'ala, yani jama'a became ijtama'a. At-tullabu, yani with dhamma. Jama'atu at-tullaba with fatha, ijtama'a at-tullabu with dhamma. So in the first sentence, at-tullabu is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha, and in the new sentence, in bab, yani ifta'ala, ijtama'a at-tullabu, at-tullabu here is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. I gathered the students, the students gathered. And here, with this example, I want to note that this also indicates a second meaning of this bab iftala. One of its other meanings is al-musharakatu. Yani, that the verb indicates that there is participation. Yani, that more than one person, people are participating in the activity. Yani, in the first sentence, or in this third example, jama'atu tulab, I did the action of gathering the students. But now in the new bab, ijtama'at tulab, the students themselves as a group shared in gathering themselves together. So this is another meaning of bab ifta'ala, not for every verb, but for some verbs it will also have the meaning of al-musharaka, yani sharing, participating in that action. Other verbs that have this meaning from this bab is from ishtaraka. Ishtaraka means to participate. Or ikhtalafa means to differ. Yani that a group of people differed with each other. They all shared in the action. That's called al-musharaka. Okay, this is the end of what we had for homework. And next week for homework, inshallah, we'll start from exercise number 9. I missed the timing a little bit. I was trying to divide up the lesson evenly between this week and next week. So I gave the exercises 1 through 8 for this week, along with the reading of the dialogue. And next week, inshallah, we'll do the exercises from 8 to 16. All right, so we did the first 8 exercises, and next week we'll do 9 through 16. And these exercises in 9 through 16 are a little bit longer than the exercises in 1 through 8. So, inshallah, even though, same number of exercises, but these exercises are a little bit longer, and we won't be doing a dialogue next week, so hopefully, inshallah, we'll be able to finish any of the remaining exercises in the following session. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And at this point, I say that I ask that everybody please note and remind one another that next session will be in the month of Ramadan. The level 4 class will be moved up almost 2 hours earlier, from 5 o'clock to 3:15 until 4:30, up until Asr time. This way we're going to join the two sessions, level 3 and level 4 class, between Dhuhr and Asr. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost that He allow us by His mercy and His favor and His kindness to live until we reach the month of Ramadan, which is very, very near to us. May Allah allow us to reach it, and may Allah allow us to observe it, yani to fast and to pray and to read the Quran and to give charity and engage ourselves constantly in the remembrance of Allah, al-dhikr, and in dua. May Allah grant us success in doing deeds, yani in Ramadan and before Ramadan and after Ramadan, that are done sincerely for His sake alone, and that are done in accordance with the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah, out of His generosity and His kindness and His goodness, yani recognize, record, and reward our good deeds. And may He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors. And may He grant us al-thabat, yani steadfastness, to remain firm upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him, yani leaving this world in a condition that's pleasing to Him, and that we return to Him being pleased with Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant yani speedy and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and make it as a means of expiation of their shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His rahmah, and He is arhamur rahameen, the most merciful of those who show mercy. May He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away from amongst us, from amongst the Muslims, from the min al-mu'mineen wal-muslimeen. And may He yani fill their graves with light, and may He make it their graves spacious, and may He protect them from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of the fire. Ameen ya rabbal alameen.